For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you.
Thank you, Ray, and welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. This has been a very fast hour for me as we talked about new technology, new media, and old me, and how it affects all of us in our lives and our parenting. You can always listen to my shows and download them if you want from my website at brucesalin.com. Just go to the radio show page. They're all archived there if you would like to hear a particular segment again or share it with a friend. I also encourage you yet again to please like my A Tad's Point of View Facebook page and to follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin. And for any other information, please, about me and the show and my writing, just go to brucesalin.com. I mentioned in the first segment that my son has a very funny new cartoon out, comic strip called It's a Tech World After All. It's up on boomertechtalk.com, and I hope you'll enjoy it. I have a really fun post that will be coming out on the Boomer Tech Talk tomorrow called The Evolution of Technology Vinyl Records. Who remembers collecting and having and holding and cherishing those 33 RPM, 33 and a third RPM vinyl records? I carried them and carted them around for years and years, and I still have many boxes of them. That will be coming out tomorrow on Boomer Tech Talk. There will be a couple of very special shows in February. One is a show with our regular guest, Wayne Levine, who will be talking in depth about his book. And we have another show with our former regular guest, Julie Spira, and that will be our Valentine's Day special show, although it's not on Valentine's Day. And I urge you to keep tuned in and listen to those special shows that are coming up in the middle of February. I didn't get to cover all I really wanted to about this subject or what my column covered, but one of the things I did find funny was the, you know, that cliche when what goes around comes around. It really has happened to me when the VCR was the big technology that I couldn't teach my parents to program. Now my kids have the same exasperation with me when I ask them how to program the DVR or how to do something on Twitter or MySpace or Facebook that I may not know. I'm learning pretty good most of this stuff, but there's still certain times my kids will literally grab the phone out of my hand when I'm texting something and say, "Dad, you're just so slow." And I get that look from them like I am this old fogey idiot that doesn't know how to do it. And I think it happens to every generation. And I think I must have given my parents that same darn look when I tried so hard to teach them how to program their VCR. I just wasn't successful. One other little note, I will be having my first book coming out around Father's Day. It will be called A Dad's Point of View with a subtitle to be determined. I will give you more information about that. I'm very excited about this book, and I hope you will want to get it and share it with your friends and family. This is pretty much the end of our show. I want to thank our support team. First, the ever so helpful and unflappable Richard Dugan, who is my engineer and producer. Second, our station manager, Les Carroll, who is and has been my cheerleader. I also want to thank our regular guests this week as we had a full house with Wayne Levine for the men's room. And remember, you can buy his book, Hold On to Your Nuts, the Relationship Manual for Men and Families. I actually might have gotten that subtitle wrong, but it is on my homepage at brucesalin.com. Just click on the picture of the book and it'll take you there. Pastor Drew Sams was with us for Teen Rap, and Jim Scheinberg joined us for Family Financial Matters, talking about money, 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 money. I want to thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.